few things you need to know about me for the story to make sense. I'm originally from Nebraska. I'm sure that's on everyone's travel itineraries. At the time, I was unemployed in Nebraska for 2 months, and I was in the middle of moving across country. I was moving to D.C. from Arizona, so Nebraska makes perfect sense as the center point for this. I gave myself 9 days to travel to Arizona to move all of the stuff I'd accumulated for about 6 years and then get back to Nebraska because I had to get back to my brother's undergraduate graduation. So I start out, and I go across western Nebraska, where there's lots of population. And one thing you need to know about my car is that it breaks down about every 5,000 miles. I have 100,000 miles on the car now. It broke down in the middle of western Nebraska, and through luck and friends, I made it to Denver, where I got it repaired. I continue on, no problems. I get to Tucson, everything's fine. I had forgotten how much stuff I had, but I finally got the whole sedan packed with everything I was going to keep, and everything else was tossed. During that time, a cat tried to adopt me, and I really thought for a while that he was going to go cross country with me until I drove him 1 mile in my car and ended up with him literally on my head. Needless to say, he ended up going somewhere else. On the way back, and I made the bright idea to do this in December, so Colorado in December is prone to snow. I had planned to go back through Denver where I had friends and could stay for free overnight, but they had a massive snowstorm, and I ended up going through Texas, which is a large-ass state. I stop in Texas overnight, enjoy the locals, and then head up through Oklahoma and Kansas. And in Kansas, I have a choice. My little brother actually went to Kansas State University, which was, when I had the choice, an hour to my west. And I could take a left and hang out with him and his wife and, you know, have to deal with all the stuff in my car because my entire life is in the car. Or I could turn right and drive another 4 hours to go to Omaha, Nebraska to unload my car that night and then turn around the next day to come back down to go to his graduation. I chose right. And so as I'm driving, I'm on highways, I'm not on interstate, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and it's getting darker, and there's snow falling. All of a sudden, I'm on a detour, and my GPS, my phone, I had that, I was smart, my GPS started telling me that these roads didn't have names. So after about 45 minutes of just winding around, I finally see a sign that says I-29 that way. Okay, I-29, I know this road. It follows the Missouri River, and again, we're in a snowstorm, but I'll be okay. I forgot that I haven't driven in snow since I graduated high school, and at this point, I'm 28. So it's been 10 years, and I've never driven in this car, which is, again, a little sedan. And we're driving along I-29, and the road's getting slippery, and everyone's going 35. As I'm coming up, all of a sudden, my car starts to swerve with me. And then I'm turning around and around and around and end up in the middle of the median in a snowdrift after having seen my life flash before my eyes along with those three semis that went by. And I'm sitting in the snow ditch waiting and trying to figure out. I call 911. I'm like, I know I've learned this from breaking down on the side of the road before. You know, approximately the mile marker, and my phone has GPS again, right? So it could help me out, figure out where I am at. Everyone was calling 911 that night. They were going to get to me sometime. And again, everything I own is in the back of the car, not that there's a lot of thieves out on I-29 in the middle of a snowstorm in the middle of nowhere. But I'm sitting in the car trying to figure things out, and a very nice man pulls up in his big truck. And he says, "Ma'am, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yes, I'm fine. The car is just stuck. It's facing downwards in the middle of the snowdrift." He's like, "Well, I think I can help you out." And so he tries to give me directions on how to drive my little car out of the snowdrift, and I have no idea what I'm doing. So he finally says, "Ma'am, would you be okay if I tried to drive your car out of the snowdrift?" And I was like, "Sure, you're going to leave your car up there with your keys in it, and I'm going to get out of my car, and you're going to try to drive mine out, and you're going to trust me not to drive your truck away? Sure, okay." So he very nicely drives me out. And this is about 20 miles from home. I'm actually very close. And he drives me out, and he gives me his phone number and everything, and he's a nice cowboy. And I'd finished the drive home, and I'm shaking the whole rest of the way. I'm going 10 miles an hour, and it took me an hour and a half to get the rest of the way home. But I got home, and I drive down, and my parents' driveway actually is almost a 45-degree angle with a turn at the end of it. And so my dad comes out to coach me how to drive down the rest of the way. And fortunately, I stop about halfway down because I almost pinned him between two cars. He gets in the car, drives the rest of the way down. He unpacks the car with me, and I get a very long talking to about how I should have stopped 4 hours ago. And that was my story of my big mistake.